His name is Ed, apparently.
Is it?
It's Ed, yeah. Oh. Ed is the name of the zebra that's running around. Save Ed!
He's special.
He's the new Harambe.
Save special Ed.
The new Harambe. Harambe. Yeah. This is the theme. We're keeping a watch like everyone else is, looking for Ed the Zebra. His name is Ed.
We found that out. He's still on the loose.
He's
in
Rutherford County around the Murfreesboro, Christiana area. They're sending out search parties and canine dog crews to go and drones looking for the zebra. But we thought, as official Nashville historians, we would look back on some of the top five wild creatures that have been in Middle Tennessee.
Here we go.
Okay. Number five, we're going to go way back in the Wayback Machine to 1999. There was a wallaby that was loose in Brentwood.
Yes.
It got loose from somebody's private zoo.
Evaded capture for days.
Yeah. That's crazy. Man. Number four are the horrendous cicadas that came through, last summer?
Yes.
Seems like so long ago.
And we're expecting them again this year.
They come around about as often as the circus.
Yeah, pretty much.
Number three, we're placing him here temporarily because his story is not completely unfolded.
That's right.
Ed the Zebra, currently on the loose, is at number three.
Right, but his number could rise.
He could get some interesting things could happen with Ed the Zebra, and he shoots to the top.
Yeah, his story is still unwritten. Number two, you may remember this from a few years ago, the coyote that was in the bathroom at the Music City Center.
Yep.
Remember that? And that's how the Nashville SC got their mascot idea, is from the coyote
that was
in a bathroom.
Yep.
It was up on a counter.
Yeah, just sat up there.
At the sink.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Washing his hands.
That was wild.
Better than most humans.
Yeah.
And the number one crazy creature on the loose in Nashville, although there are some people that will dispute this, and we call them liars.
Right.
The piranhas in the floodwater inside Opry Mills after the 2010 flood.
Remember the big flood? And
the entire mall was flooded.
Of water all over Opry Mills.
Yeah.
Which set tons of sea creatures loose from aquarium restaurants.
Right.
And the coverage of the flood, I believe it was News 2, was on the scene outside the mall. Woody and I were watching the television when the reporter at the time said that the sea creatures were loose and in the floodwater throughout the mall, including piranhas. Employees and security guards had reported piranhas in the water going through the mall.
And as we all know, piranhas can strip a cow of all its meat in a matter of minutes.
So,
a maintenance guy at Opry Mills could have been in terrible danger.
Now, after that report, everybody has denied that this ever happened.
But
we were there. Yeah. We saw the report in which the reporter said that people inside had told them about the piranhas in the water, and then the cover-up.
Wow.
As with so many other cover-ups, people say, I know what I saw!
Yeah.
Now, Gina, you're telling about something interesting that your husband has done.
Yes. Yeah. Yesterday, he went to Home Depot and wanted to get a pole saw, which is one of those like long poles that basically has a saw at the end of it.
I used to have one of those. You can cut up high branches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We have a chainsaw and a stick.
Yes. Yes. Literally. We have a ton of trees in our front and backyard, and our yard waste pickup is on Thursday. So he wanted to go get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So he went this weekend, checked out some prices, and we're going to hold off to find something maybe cheaper. So he went yesterday by himself, and he ended up buying one that was like at least $100, $150 more than the one that we saw originally. And we're even thinking about like renting one. So I was like, okay, you're never going shopping alone again. First
That's
of all.
Right. Give me your card.
Yeah. And so when I came home, the whole front yard was covered, which was fine because that's obviously where they come to pick up the yard waste. And so it was an easy, trip to pull all the branches and stuff.
Right.
So then he's like, okay, I'm going to go mow the backyard and I'm going to clip some of those. And I was like, cool, let me know when you're done and I'll come in the back and, wheelbarrow some to the front yard.
Right, where they do the pickup.
Yep. And so he texted me and he goes, I made a mess. And I go out and our whole backyard is covered.
Did he chop everything down?
He chopped everything down. And it looks good, But I was like, we can't use the wheelbarrow for that. Like, it's this is much. Your truck. Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm out
you
at this point.
Massive trees well, and I'm branches out. Everywhere.
Yes. Like,
to his credit, it's hard to stop once you start using the pole saw.
Yeah.
It's like potato chips. It's hard to stop.
Yeah.
It
you
go, is.
Oh, I want to make it even on that side now. Okay, now that side looks uneven. Okay, I'm going to try that side now.
Yeah.
Until it's a stump.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it was the perfect excuse for me to be like, ah, they're too big for me. I can't
yeah, lift
you know,
that.
Yeah. I'll make you some lemonade inside. And you
but
know.
Good luck with that, honey.
Yeah. And I mean, his shoulders were red. His back, everything was red. He was so sunburnt. And he was like, I'm going to take them all to the front in the morning. I was like, that's probably a good idea. Do it before, you know, the sun gets
right,
up
beating. Gets too hot. Right.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like 90 for the next few days.
It was hot yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Close to 90.
We'll see if he gets up. He's not up yet. He said he was going to get up within an hour of when I left, which it's been longer than that now. So we'll see. But
I love in those hallways here at work, you said, oh, my husband Landon pulled a Jen, which is my wife.
She's done something similar to
she
that.
She did the same yeah. thing. She giant electric saw blade, and she just started chopping down trees
yeah.
and branches. And then you're like, that's the fun part. The hauling it to where it needs to go sucks.
Right. And like, I don't know what your yard looks like, but we have a pretty decent sized backyard and uh-huh. front yard. And so to take the stuff from the backyard to the front is not a quick trip.
No. Mm.
So that's why I was serious. I was like, you should get your truck back here and just load it all in the bed of your truck and drive, because it's going to the amount of trips you're going to have to take, because I'm not doing it.
Now, Jim, you have a little bit of a bone to pick with someone.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of a back and forth on Reddit with somebody who posted something that, you know, I felt pretty bad about. They lost an earring.
Oh, that's too bad.
But they said, long shot. Lost an earring in East,
yeah.
which is bringing up kind of a sore spot for me. For some reason, in the last few years, people have started calling East Nashville East.
Just yeah. East.
Just leaving the whole Nashville thing off. It's never been called East. I have a theory.
Mm.
There was a parking garage that
yes.
decided to paint a giant East on the side of their structure.
So maybe new people moving into town thought, oh, that's what they must call this place.
Oh, it's
place.
Just called East.
It's
yeah.
just East.
Look, it's labeled.
Yeah. You know? It's like East. It's East what?
It's East Nashville. So I said, you know, I'm sorry I'm not able to help you with your earring. I said, but please stop calling this East. That's not a thing.
Mm.
To which she said, well, language is ever evolving. At what point does it become a thing? If a lot of people say it, I was born and raised in Nashville. Doesn't bother me. And I said, well, it's kind of like Mean Girls. Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Ooh.
Fetch is, you know, just like
quit
don't.
Trying to make that a thing.
Sassy Jim.
I know.
Sassy.
To which she replied, what do you call that area? It's East Nashville.
Yeah. Maybe people got, it was for a short time, East Nasty. But I guess
yeah,
people
I
got tired of that.
That's yeah. Gross. Yeah.
I mean, that's a yeah, nickname that
just East.
People who live there didn't yeah. like a whole lot.
Yeah.
yeah.
But just calling it East.
Well, if you live out toward, you know, like Ashland City and Dixon, you call that Weast.
Yeah.
I live in Weast, Nashville.
Or Ash. I live in Ash.
Right? I mean, yeah. If you live in, you know, North Dakota, is it just North?
Yes.
What about the people that live in North Carolina? There's two Norths. You got to say the whole thing.
Yeah.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the Morning. We are ready to play Gender Wars now. All right. Standing by for the ladies in the audience, we have Robin. Hello, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck. And for the guys, it's Robin's boyfriend, Shane. So you've been voluntold to play?
Evidently.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much do what she says.
Exactly.
They're still in the dating stage. Let's begin things with a get acquainted question, allow you guys to warm up. Shane, have you ever won a contest?
Yes.
What was it?
Random guess words, trivia questions, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
You got a good shot here.
Yeah. You're the guy to bring to trivia night at the pub, right?
She's pretty clever. She's pretty clever.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Good job.
All right.
Robin, have you ever won a contest?
Yes, I'm here. I think the coolest thing I ever won was a two-night stay in Panama City Beach.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, I would say so.
Beautiful.
Very cool. Well,
okay.
One of you might win tickets to see Toto along with Christopher Cross and The Men at Work in concert at the Ascend Amphitheater in August.
Okay, here we go. The
first question begins right after we tell you that you have a screw you can use if you need it, and you'll start things with a multiple choice question.
Here we go, Robin. We start with you. Multiple choice. Miller, Budweiser, or Coors? Which beer is famously brewed in Golden, Colorado?
We'll say Coors.
Coors is right.
Good job.
You got it just in time. Okay.
Okay, Robin's on the board.
All right, Shane, Brad Pitt, Ryan Gosling, or Tom Hanks? Who was Meg Ryan's co-star in the movie Sleepless in Seattle?
Tom Hanks.
That's
right.
Right. All right. And boyfriend points for knowing a romantic comedy.
Exactly, yeah. All right, Robin. What actor plays the evil killer robot from the future in the Terminator movies?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she gets brownie points, too.
Right. Yes.
For knowing a man movie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Which Middle Tennessee mall is home to the Nordstrom department store?
Is this for me?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Opryland.
Opry Mills. No.
Second one's wrong, too. Green Hills.
Green Hills.
Of course, Green Hills.
Yeah.
Everything's green in Green Hills.
Yeah.
Very true. Charm. Okay.
But they don't give you the courtesy wave in Green Hills because their arms are, you know, loaded down with diamonds and jewelry.
Yeah.
It's 2-1. Robin's in the lead. If you get this one right, Robin, you lock up a victory.
Okay, Robin. The Texas Rangers are a Major League Baseball team. What sport do the New York Rangers play?
Baseball?
No. They're a hockey team. They're a hockey team. All right, you got a chance to tie it up there, Shane.
All right, Shane.
I'm from New York. I totally would have got that.
Yeah. She probably knew that, didn't use the screw.
All right, Shane. Veet is a cream that does what?
Can you ask that again, please?
Veet is a cream that does what?
I am drawing blank there. I have no clue.
No guess?
No guess. You want to use the screw?
Screw.
Okay. So it goes to you, Robin.
Oh, she's laughing already.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it like a wrinkle cream?
A wrinkle cream. Is that right?
No.
No. The screw worked. Shane, he's got the point.
Yeah, it's a gets rid of unwanted hair.
Yes.
Veet is what that does.
Okay.
That means we're tied.
Probably causes cancer, too.
Yes, we're tied.
Never mind.
Premature victory song.
Sorry. Okay.
There's a cream that'll help stop that. Okay, so we settle this thing with name that song through the lyrics.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you, Robin, up to 5 lines from the song, how many will you need to name the totally hit that we're trying to get you to guess?
Three.
She says three.
Sean, you want to do it in less than 3?
I can't do it in less than 3. She's good at this.
All right.
I love how complimentary they are of each other.
Yeah.
I think it's an early dating thing.
Yeah. You're still on first date.
That's
probably
behavior.
True.
You'll be much more jaded later. So, okay, that means he says, Robin, you got to do this in 3 lines from this song. You got to tell us the name of the song. Here we go. My I don't have to run day. It's just another manic Monday. Wish it were Sunday.
Golly, I wonder what that is.
What's that song?
Is it Manic Monday?
It is!
Yes!
Yay! Our girl finally wins!
And
it's been forever!
Appropriately timed victory song for you.
Yes!
Social influencers all over TikTok have been saying, you know what? A really good sunscreen is beef tallow.
That's like the thing of the moment, right?
Yeah.
Like yes. Beef tallow everything?
Yes. So what do dermatologists say?
Let's talk about why beef tallow is absolutely not a replacement for sunscreen. Why is this a bad idea? No UV protection. Beef tallow has an SPF of like 0. Oils like tallow can actually increase the risk of UV penetration. So you're not just unprotected, you're even more vulnerable.
It's like back in the 80s when people used to put baby oil on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, before, you know, P. Diddy bought it all.
I feel like it would like attract the sun to your skin.
Yeah, it's just going to make you fry.
Yeah.
RFK Jr. says it's a great idea.
That's right.
I got it from the internet. Must be true.
Must be true.
So I want to know if these things are real things that I've found on Facebook Marketplace for sale in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
Or if I just made them up.
Okay.
So I'm quizzing Woody and Gina.
All right.
Okay. First one up. In honor of Ed the Zebra, there is a large zebra butler statue on roller skates and wearing a tuxedo, 67 inches high. Is it for sale on Facebook Marketplace, or did I just make it up?
I think that's for sale.
Think so?
Yeah.
I hope it's for sale.
It is.
Yep.
You can buy it. All right. Now we quickly pivot to The Price is Right. How much is the 67-inch high large zebra butler on roller skates wearing a tuxedo?
Does it say what it's made out of?
It's a soft sculpture, according to the artist.
So it's
kind of like a stuffed animal
kind
of thing.
Oh.
So the closest to the actual price, without going over, is the winner. How much is the large zebra butler? Woody?
I'm going to guess $125.
Gina?
Oh, man, it could either be like really expensive or cheap. I'm going to do $79. I feel like
$79?
Woody is closer. The retail price is $650.
Now that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You really need to rethink your...
Oh, that's terrifying.
That's a fine, large zebra on roller skates sculpture.
Why are his pants sagging?
Wow.
I don't know. He's from the hood. yeah. Okay.
Looking like a zebra fool with your pants on the ground.
Next item. Facebook Marketplace. For sale in Nashville.
Yes.
Bat skeletons. Real or did I make it up?
I hope that's made up.
Yeah, I think it's made up. I feel like that's got to be illegal somehow.
You're both incorrect.
Oh!
Bat skeletons for sale.
But bat they're not, skeletons?
They're not real bats.
Oh, okay.
They are decorative bats.
Oh, okay, like, yeah. Well, that was
that you can get at Home Depot.
There's something they sell like around Halloween time.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah, and they're $40.
Oh.
Unless you want to buy the whole set of six, and then they're $30 each.
Jesus.
Deal.
Yeah, volume discount.
All right, last one.
All right.
Okay. A woman's purse that looks like a box of Eggo waffles on a chain. It's a purse that looks... It's a crossbody purse.
Mm-hmm.
An Eggo waffle package.
Okay.
Is it for sale on Facebook Marketplace in Nashville?
The only reason I think that it is because my mom used to collect purses that were made out of jeans.
Oh, that like
butts.
Denim? Okay.
Yeah,
so
they
it's
were
a
square.
Thing. They look like so, butts?
Yeah, like they were square, though. They weren't like... Okay. Flush.
They weren't.
Like, yeah.
I've seen novelty purses that look like bags of Cheetos and stuff like that. So I'm going to say yes, that is a real thing.
Me too.
It is a real thing.
Yay!
And the Eggo waffle purse, closest without going over. How much is it, Gina?
Oh, $210.
Wow.
All right.
That's pretty pricey.
Woody.
I'm going to guess $78.
You've both gone over. You both lose.
Oh.
It's $60.
Oh,
okay.
It's quite affordable.
And it's in stock.
That's not bad.
If you're doing some last-minute Father's Day shopping.
Dad wants an Eggo waffle purse.
Jeff, if you're listening.
There you go. Three things you want to know this morning. Of course, everybody wants to have a job. In China, I guess it's very embarrassing not to have a job. So people are paying $5 to go to an office and pretend to have a job.
Oh, wow.
Really?
They'll set them up at a desk with a few things, like they might even have emails going back and forth to prove to people that you have a job. But people are just going in and paying $5 to sit at a desk and do nothing all day.
It's costing you money.
$5? That doesn't seem like a lot to
get all that. If a whole lot of people do it.
Okay.
So empty storefronts is a way for you to make money.
All right.
That's strange.
Yeah.
That is. It's
speaking
weird.
Speaking of strange, this guy named Eugene Strickland is suing Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park because he said several years ago he was hurt while going down the water slide. Mr. Strickland is 334 pounds and was so at the time where the sign in front of the ride said a 300-pound weight limit was in effect for single riders, but he went on it anyway, jumped on an inner tube, and then claims to have been hurt once the inner tube was dislodged from under his body and he landed on the hard plastic. He's saying it's because they had underinflated inner tubes, and that's why he's suing.
Not that he was too heavy for the inner tube.
And that's for safety. It's not for weight shaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is he doing it years later, too? It's very sus.
Well, lawsuits take forever.
That is true, yeah.
The lawsuits just say, like, okay, it's an underinflated, you know, inner tube, but was it underinflated before he got
exactly.
on it?
Exactly.
There's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
It's like sleeping on an air mattress. Eventually, you're on the floor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you're not wanting to be in the hustle and bustle of downtown this week with the CMA Fest, but you still want to do something fun with the family, it's the 29th Ashland City Summer Fest. Kicks off today and goes until Saturday.
Nice.
They have live shows from 6 to 10. They have carnival games, food trucks, vendors, all the things. So that'll take place at River Bluff Park starting tonight.
Very Love cool. it. There the anti-CMA Fest crowd.
Yeah. Catch
you
me there.
You don't want to be anywhere near downtown.
No.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. This is how we do it. It's a Woody and Jim Mood Boost. Feeling good. Like I should.
Been in the walk around the neighborhood. So earlier last month, Steve Glazer was shopping at Aldi, but he doesn't remember anything that happened. He collapsed in the middle of the store and he said, quote, "My lights went off."
Wow.
Turns out he had a heart attack and dropped right in the middle of Aldi.
Wow.
Good thing Hannah Watson, a Vandy ICU nurse, was there and rushed to him.
I've told him this, like his head literally bounced like a basketball. It was bad. And I was just like, hey, are you with me? Felt for a pulse. There was no pulse. And, you know, your adrenaline's running during that time. Being a nurse for so long, you just know what to do.
Wow. She did CPR. They called 911. He is doing better every day. And he calls Hannah his Aldi angel.
I know. Oh. Wow.
For jumping into action and saving his life.
Yeah, that could have been much, much worse.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's incredible. We're so proud to have so many unbelievable medical professionals, especially nurses.
Yeah.
They work so hard.
No kidding. That's awesome. This Mood Boost is brought to you by the Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro. Happy National Egg Day. People are asked, do you buy white eggs or brown eggs? People just say, we don't care as long as we don't have to take out a second mortgage.
Too expensive.
Yeah. And they settled the question of which came first, the chicken or the egg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Science says the egg by millions of years, but they're talking about dinosaur eggs. If you're counting just chicken eggs, then it's still a gray area.
Still begs the question, who laid that egg?
Yeah. Where did that egg come from? Can I pet that egg? Jim, you've had a streak of bad luck.
On yesterday's show, at a different time, I did scream to the universe, what is happening to me? Why? One of the things, I'll just give you the super quick list.
Okay, rundown of the bad luck streak.
Yeah, so we were going to have people over to grill steaks, and our grill died, and some wind came along and broke the glass table for our back patio. And then our dishwasher died, and then we took the dishwasher out and sealed it off, and then it started leaking. So then we had to turn the water off to the sink, but then there was a leak under the sink, so we had to turn the water off to the house. And then
to the whole house. Yeah.
Only turn the water on when we need to use the bathroom or get a drink or take a shower. And we
So not often at all.
We were washing our dishes in the bathroom sink.
Oh.
And just the whole universe was aligning against me. And then after I had that, and I walked out of the station yesterday and said, you know, hey, guys, have a great day. And I think you both said, hey, I hope things go better.
Yeah.
I walked out to see my flat tire.
No.
Oh, my. So luckily, I had just the day before, I've got one of those little things you can plug into your lighter and it'll pump up your air.
Pump
up your tire.
Give you enough air to get to the tire shop.
Yeah. And so I had that with me and I filled it up. It took a while here in the parking lot at Cromwell Media. And then I finally got it blown up. But then as I'm driving towards the tire shop, Gateway and Hermitage, it's slowly going down.
Oh, yeah, you're seeing the numbers going down as you're driving. Yeah.
And I'm like, green light, please be a green light.
That's right.
Get me there. I don't want to be towed a quarter mile from where this tire shop is.
No.
So I made it.
Made it. All right. Excellent.
By the time I made it, they said, okay, it's great. We're going to fix this for you. No charge. But we got a lot of cars ahead of you, so you're going to have to walk home. So I walked home. with my laptop bag. It's about a mile. And it was about 85.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Wow.
It was fun.
Well.
And the hits keep on coming.
Oh, you know what? God gives his hardest challenges to his best warriors. So isn't that the saying?
Oh, my God, something that's beautiful.
That's a nice
Thank
way
you.
To put that. Yeah.
I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cherish that. I'm going to hug it.
Later today, I've got a doctor's appointment around 2 o'clock. And then this afternoon, about 5:30, my granddaughter, Charlie, has a softball game. So
Ooh,
it's going to be a full right. afternoon of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm
what
waiting
you guys
for,
doing?
Waiting for the plumber to come over and fix the water so we have water. And then it's movie night tonight.
Oh, sweet.
Everybody's coming over for dinner and a movie.
Whose pick?
Tonight is my daughter's pick.
All right.
So it could be horror.
All right.
She loves horror movies.
Okay, okay. Cool.
I have a couple meetings and really, we have so much laundry. Like, so much. So hopefully make a dent today. But we'll
okay.
see.
Well, in emergencies, what I do is I just order more stuff on Amazon. Don't yeah. have to buy.
Just, I figure clean it.
It's clean from the factory.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what it is.
Just okay. buy new stuff
yeah.
every day.
Catch y'all later.